Chapter 2. The Foxes. Near the village, there was a big old tree. Under the tree, there was a hole. In the hole, Mr. and Mrs. Fox lived with their four small foxes. Every evening, Mr. Fox said to Mrs. Fox, "What would you like for dinner tonight, Mrs. Fox? Would you like a chicken from Boggis or a duck from Bunce? And would you like some cider from Bean?" Then Mr. Fox went quietly down to the village in the dark, and he took a chicken or a duck and maybe some cider from the farmers. Boggis and Bunce and Bean knew about this, and it made them very angry. They did not like to give things to anyone, and they did not like anyone taking things from them. Every night, they waited with their guns for the fox. But Mr. Fox was too clever for the farmers. He arrived at one of their farms, and he smelled the wind. "The farmer is waiting in this part of the farm," he thought. "Tonight, I'll go to a different part of the farm, and he won't see me." Mr. Fox took something from the farmers every night. One morning, the three farmers met together, and they talked about this problem.
"I want to get that fox," said Boggis. "I want to cook him on my fire very slowly," said Bunce. "We must kill this animal," said Bean.
"But how can we catch him?" said Boggis.
Bean was more clever than Boggis and Bunce.
"I have a good plan," he said.
"Your plans are never good," said Bunce.
"Shut up and listen," said Bean. "Tonight, we'll wait outside his hole with our guns. He'll come out and bang, 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 bang."
"But where is his hole?" asked Bunce.
"I found it yesterday," said Bean.
"It's under a big old tree."
"But he'll smell us," said Boggis. "Then he won't come out."
"The wind is coming from the north today," said Bean. "We'll wait on the south side of the hole, and the wind will take our smell away from him. He won't smell us."